I've been inundated with people in insurance who are very annoyed, very frustrated at this news that the regulations that most people are so strictly abiding by now doesn't apply to a large section of the population of the island. And it seems counterproductive in our fight against the coronavirus to not have those arresting powers for people from the six counties. So the coronavirus doesn't recognise borders, and I don't think that our approach to containing it should recognise borders either. And it is imperative that people, regardless of where they're from, stay put, do not travel, do not potentially spread the virus, and just think of others.
The six counties are following the Whitehall approach rather than the World Health Organization approach. The main difference there being that Whitehall advised that there's 7-day isolation, whereas World Health Organization say 14 days of isolation. Surely this is having an impact on the border areas.
Absolutely, and we've been consistent in saying this since the very, very start, that the approach containing the coronavirus should be a 32-county, island-wide approach, given that the virus doesn't recognise borders, and we should be taking our guidance from the World Health Organization and the medical professionals there who are basing their advice on global stats, global research. And sadly, we've seen in the six counties the death toll per capita is higher than it is in the 26 because they've been following Whitehall guidelines rather than that of the World Health Organization. So again, it's just important to reiterate that we take an all-island approach, and we take an all-island approach with the advice of the World Health Organization. This is a very, very serious issue, and we need to take advice from those who know best.